Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vic Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting.
People of Edinburgh, please welcome to the Comedy Arcade stage your host, Vic Slayton!
Hello, this is a nice Wednesday vibe, isn't it? Yeah, don't ruin it, Ashley. I'm going to pretend I don't know pretty much everyone's name here. That ruins the mystique of the show, doesn't it? Right, by a showing of cheers, who has heard of the Comedy Arcade before? I feel like there were some pity cheers in there, but I like it. You're much more polite than yesterday's audience. Right, for the people that don't know, I am the host of Comedy Arcade, Vic Slayton. I have a right-hand man who's basically like the Alan Davis to my Sandy Toksvig. His name is Rich Wilson. Everybody give him loads of love as he comes out.
Hello, everyone. Hello. How are we? Having a nice fringe thus far?
Yeah.
Good. Good, 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 good.
You had a good day, Richard?
I'm fucked.
This is how the conversation starts every day.
Yeah, sort of walking, man. Honestly, I'm not built for these cobbles. This is... Everything's up, isn't it? It's up. You know? And then you get back to your flat, it's up. And you get some chips, they're up as well. It's all up, isn't it? Got me... Step count. Honestly, I get out of bed and I've already done 10,000 steps. It's nuts. Good to be here. Good to be here.
Yeah, that was a bit moving, actually.
Yeah,
it's funny, but a bit moving. Right, because it's Edinburgh, all these people that listen to the Comedy Arcade all the time but have had a bump on the head and have forgotten how it goes, we'll explain the rules for you. How it works, I've got a bingo ball full of topics in here. I will roll the ball. I will pick a topic and my esteemed guest will play basically against Rich, who's the house player, to tell a story, joke, anecdote, or an interpretive dance. Or yesterday we had forward roll competition, didn't we?
We did have forward rolls, roly-polies.
Yeah. Adele Cliff felt the wind slipping away and did a forwards and backwards roll for us with a proper Olympian stance. And
we do have public liability, so...
Yeah. Thankfully. Yeah. And Debelli were like, we need 5 million. I was like, why? And I was like, oh, this is why.
Yeah.
But we've got some trick cards to play. So we've got a bit of non-verbal audience participation. So you can participate without saying any words, which is the best kind, isn't it? So who would like to be one of our paddle people tonight? Let's have a show of hands. I mean, straight away. Sewing in a magnificent shirt over there. Brilliant. We've got some nominees. Rich, who are we picking?
Got to go with
you. Red, yellow, or green? It can be red.
It
can be pink. If you need it to be pink, Alex, it can be pink.
Although they do say we all see colours differently, don't we? Like my blue is different to your blue. You what, sorry?
I'm colourblind.
You're colourblind. Would you like the grey one, the white one, or the...
All right, the pink one.
Right.
Right, Alex, your name is now New Balls.
Oh.
This is one of my favourite ones, actually. If you are not enjoying a story, Alex, if you're not enjoying it, if you think it needs moving on, you get to play it once, use the responsibility well. You're like the Spider-Man in new balls. Yeah, you play it once, we move on. You don't even have to give a reason. You just raise the paddle. Whoever's speaking has to stop immediately. We move on to a new ball. It's a good one, that is. Yeah, you can sabotage the whole game. Right, we've got two grey ones over here, or a yellow and a green, depending on how you can see them.
The yellow.
Ruggiero? Ruggiero. Is it like two for one Italian day?
All right. You've got double points. If you like a story, loads, you can give them double the points. And the way I score it is it depends on what I like the best. I can be flattered, I can be annoyed. And I can be biased to good-looking people, so let's see how this goes.
That's yet to have happened to me yet. I find that insulting.
Who wants the green paddle? It was someone. Oh, you this fella in navy or grey, depending on how you see it, really wants it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it. All right. Unless you've got a reason not to. Why have you taken against that keen man? That nice fella.
No, it's all fellas, and I was like, you know, there's not to fuck about.
All right. Well, there was somebody on the wing there. If we.
Although I've assumed that you are identifying as a fella, and now.
This is how you get cancelled on a random Wednesday night.
Oh my God! I sound like my dad.
You must be stopped.
He's wearing blue. He's got a queer boy now.
It's purple, actually. Are you colourblind?
It's blue. It's underbelly. No, it's purple.
Yeah, it is. Woo! Emily. Emily has the most powerful paddle. Everyone. I know. And that is the fruit machine paddle. So at any point, Emily, you can play that and we will scramble the scores, which means that someone could tell brilliant stories all night long and Rich Wilson could still win.
Don't fuck this up.
We've got an absolutely banging panel tonight. Let's introduce them, shall we?
Yes.
Without further ado, the magnificent comedy legend that is Lucy Porter, everyone. Wherever you like. It's busy over on that wing today. Busy over on this wing today. People normally sit in the middle.
Hi. This is my team.
We love
team.
To see it.
This is my team.
This is Lucy's team, yeah.
My security detail. This is, he's killed several men in his life, and he's here to protect me, thanks.
Mine's very thin on the ground.
But you've got the Italian, the Italian stallion.
That's true.
With the grey paddle.
Yeah.
He's selling out everywhere. We're really delighted to have him here. If we'd booked him later, we probably wouldn't have got him. It's Will Duggan, everyone. A bloody lovely friend, aren't you, Will Duggan?
I'm having a lovely friend, to be fair.
Oh, it's so nice to see him, isn't it? Yeah. He's put his little polo top on for us.
I've got a little polo top on for you.
A little bit of M&S Blue Harbour. We love
it. It's not M&S. I'll tell you this, it's from a little company that do ethical clothing for people. So who feels bad now?
Tell us you're from Brighton without telling us you're from Brighton.
I've also got a skateboard. I'm 35.
The smell of patchouli wafting off him is absolutely overwhelming, it is.
I won't feel bad. I refuse to.
And she is a magnificent comedian. She's not even up and coming. I think she's arrived. Charlie George. Woo! Hello, come in. We haven't noticed you can sneak in. Woo!
Lovely.
Why were they your sweets?
Yeah, no, they were.
I'm sorry. I was smashing
them. Oh, we have piled
in
into them.
I needed something to stay awake. It's a marathon, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's a sprint.
I thought they were yours. I was eating them by the fistful.
I was like, oh my God.
This is the shittest I Am Spartacus I've ever seen in my life.
We're like the little middle aisle Holly and Phil, me and Rich. Should we get going?
Absolutely.
We've like spunked away 10 minutes. That's fine.
Right. Spunked away.
Jesus. No.
Wonder why this is on the television.
Mock the Week has been cancelled. There's room for someone else. That's what I'm saying. Right.
It's not this.
You know, it's not often someone starts on negative points, but it's happening. It's like,
that's very QI. Also, not this.
All right.
This could be a sort of national lottery fill-in show, couldn't it? It's like, you know when Nick Knowles did something impenetrable? That's where we should pitch this. It's like it goes around the national lottery, so no one really cares.
Okay, I feel great about that statement about the show. Anyway, it's we're going to go with irrational dislikes.
Obviously, this show tonight.
Well, I know. People have gone in quite hard on me straight off the bat. I don't expect that as the host of Dish Set the Points. Yeah.
I'm a bit worried I'm going to do a Sharon Stone in a minute and just accidentally reveal that I've got a massive knob underneath my kilt. No.
You're amongst friends. Get your message.
I don't know what's happening. No, I want to say something that I hate. Am I allowed? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Dislikes.
You can interpret it how you want, Charlie.
I am very stressed about harem pants. They are shocking. What are you hiding? Why is your crotch so baggy? What is it about white people and dressing like wizards? Why? Do you have no forms of oppression that so like your career in IT is just going really well and the only next stage of evolution is to become a wizard? Why are you dressing like this?
Because they bought them on their gap year. That's
yeah, right. They want to show you that they've been travelling, man.
Do you have harem pants, Will?
No, I don't have harem pants, but I would
just
say
his
that
pants.
I would say that white people dress like wizards because we were all brought up on the Lord of the Rings films. So we saw Gandalf the Grey, we said, fine. Then we saw Gandalf the White and we went, that's me, yes please, lovely.
I'm probably just jealous because as a mixed race woman, I don't have to dye my hair or dress like I'm in Alibaba and the Prince of Thieves or whatever to have people stop me in the street and ask me freaky questions about me.
For what it's worth, I haven't dyed my hair for years.
I did notice.
What kind of freaky questions do you ask in the street then?
Oh, well, today in our show, I've been asked a lot, like, where I'm from. And obviously, you know, people often want to know the most exotic part of you. And all I can say is that I was raised by a white woman made entirely of Pinot Grigio and Spam. That is my true ethnicity. Just disappointing people on the street by telling them that I have an angry white Jehovah's Witness mum who's like a cross between Rab C. Nesbitt and Hyacinth Bouquet.
So we are related. That's mad. Yeah.
And I am. I'm your mother.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got to play for harem pants. I don't know if that's irrational because I agree. Who right, we're going to put it to the audience. Who is in favour of a harem pant? Look at that. That's not irrational.
I don't mind a harem pant.
And why is your hand up?
Oh, sorry. Is that I'm
pick
not
a side,
good
Lucy.
At voting.
What? It's like, I don't mind. I was like, that's middle. Your hand's right up.
I grew up with MC Hammer. And he was clearly keeping a hammer in his harem pants. And
but not tax records.
I didn't even know he'd been. Has he been done?
Oh, he's been done, mate.
Yeah.
Both by the IRS and in prison.
So do you think he kept like receipts in his crutch?
That's why there's so much you can't touch this. This is a song to the tax man. You can't touch this. I don't want to.
Lucy, irrational dislike?
Well, I mean, they're always rational to you, aren't they? But I suppose mine is, so my husband's been up for the last couple of days and he's started on the Wim Hof method.
The cold bloke.
The cold bloke, yeah. And so, and there's nothing about Wim Hof that is inherently wrong because all it is it's breathing exercises. So my husband wakes up every morning and sounds like he's in labour for about the first 10 minutes. And it is it like as if it's not bad enough to listen to your spouse breathing anyway. Like this whole thing. And then his thing is, oh, and then you've got to have a cold shower for 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that is white privilege all over it. It's like you have never lived in a rented flat where the landlord wouldn't fix the boiler for 6 months.
Oh, yeah, I was Wim Hofing all the time.
Yes.
We've all
Wim Hofed without meaning to. We all accidentally Wim Hofed. So I think what I kind of have a thing with is it's those, because I don't think Wim Hof is, I mean, he's a bit of a snake oil salesman, but I don't think that really any of his advice is bad. It's just
snakes
that,
need hot weather.
Will's just here with the facts.
I mean, Edinburgh's going to be overrun with snakes after the last couple of days, isn't it? We're going to be
oh, it's horrible.
Now Avalon arrived, yeah.
Hey. comedy industry inside jokes.
scathing. Isn't there a thing though that somebody, maybe I've just imagined this article, which is very like my relationship to the internet, seeing things and imagining other things, but it's like, is there a story that someone did die holding their breath from doing one of his breathing exercises?
Natural selection.
There's always one story connected. Whenever anything like this blows up, there's always a story about, and then that person did it, and then they died. Now we have to ban it. It's like, look, they shouldn't have been eating Rubik's Cubes, should they?
I think it's impossible, actually, to hold your breath to death. I think it is. Like if you we can all do it. Yeah. What a laugh that'd be. But I think if you try and hold your breath to death, your body's like, no, thank you.
Somebody's agreeing with you.
We don't know who that is. They could be a liar.
I know.
No, it's true.
That's a scientist. I can tell by the way that he's holding his pint. That's an absolute scientist. Shall we all try? Let's all try. Everyone hold your breath. Right. Take a really big one. And then see who can hold their breath the longest. Okay.
If any of you die, I'll give you 50 quid.
Okay, right. Everyone hold their breath. So take a big breath in. One, two, three.
Hold your nose, you cheat. No nose. No nose. Disqualified. Liars. I guarantee you, none of these pricks will die.
Oh my god, my ears have finally popped. I haven't been able to hear anything for days. That's amazing.
Hold on, I've got dizzy.
People are still going.
That's absolutely fine. They can carry on. She won't die.
They won't die, no.
They won't die?
No.
This is taking a turn, hasn't it?
Mia's still doing it. She's still going for it.
Yeah,
but that's not my point. My point is, she'll carry on until she doesn't, but she won't die.
Middle row is still doing very
determined.
Well.
Determined.
Should we talk about irrational dislikes
while
they're doing that?
Still doing
no?
it?
No. we've dropped out the race.
Irrational dislike.
Yeah, I want to know what Will Duggan doesn't like.
Well, they all went at once.
Everybody.
When you said irrational dislikes,
yeah.
There was one. It came right into my head. I thought, that's my one.
Oh, there's someone still doing it.
But they're not dead.
He's slowly leaning to the side.
Well. Still doing it. She's going to very unhealthy colour.
This guy was dead when he arrived.
She's
well, this is a Weekend at Bernie situation.
He
right
works
here.
For the underbelly. Like, that's
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's actual suicide.
Our staff are fantastic in here, but I've heard other things.
Imagine if Dracula was here. What a nightmare for me that would be.
What?
Well, he's already dead. He could go on the whole hour.
All right, yeah.
breathing, legend.
I'll point to that, yeah. Right, irrational dislikes.
Hedgehogs, very much. Hedgehogs.
What?
No, listen.
That has been the worst received one of the run so far.
Yes,
like,
but you let me explain it and you'll go, that's a fair point, actually.
Okay, right.
What a cute animal. What a lovely animal. Nobody dislikes a hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw a hedgehog, you'd go, oh my god, I love you so much. But they have got the defense mechanism of a Syrian dictator. Chill the fuck out, hedgehogs. Do you know what I mean? No one wants to hurt you. Stop being a spiny little ball. Let us love you. You're a nightmare.
Is that how you feel about Syria?
Either yes or no, depending on your politics. I just think that nothing as lovely as a hedgehog should be so fucking afraid.
Oh, this is kind of touching and beautiful.
Yeah, a guinea pig. Oh, I'm all hairy and lovely. Give me a little stroke. I'm a hamster. I've got 12 months on this earth. Love me. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Hamsters have great little hands. Do we need to give it things?
Yeah. Do you know what?
It goes like that.
Jaw, Rich, yeah, they grab them, the little paddies. Oh, I'm a fucking great guy. Whereas the hedgehog's like, I'm one of those guys, but I'll hurt you. Fuck you, hedgehogs. Be cute and enjoy it.
You don't see many hamsters running around in the wild, though. That's the thing. So
no, because you live in the UK. Yeah. Go to Syria again. They're everywhere.
One of my favourite things about hamsters, I don't know if you've ever seen it, it's in Attenborough, and it's so cool because I think in the hamsters that run around, the wild hamsters in Spain, what they do is they, outside a church where they leave candles, they try to go and eat the candles, and their faces, their big fat cheeks, they get stuck in the jars.
Aww.
It's like the funniest thing you've ever seen. You have
How
to
lovely.
Find the Attenborough on hamsters. Sorry, that's
imagine,
just cute.
Imagine
oh,
this
that
is,
cunt
this
covered
is like
in
wholesome
spine.
Yeah,
this
is a nice one.
We've departed a long way from Pandas saying that he wanted to fuck his mum. This is great. great. I'm much happier with this. Yeah. Yeah, if you're not coming to every night, you're missing out. Because we had to redact that whole episode. Mm. That's never going out.
By the way, he said he wanted to fuck his own mum, and then was, and then it was the audience's fault that they. He was like, "Well, yeah,
why aren't you laughing?
Why are you laughing? It's not weird." And we're like, "It's weird."
Sorry, I'm honest with you, lads. I thought when I said that hedgehogs are too spiny, we wouldn't go in three moves to. He wants to fuck his own mum.
We're on day 7, Will. Imagine what's going to happen on day 28.
Like, we're on minute 9.
I realise with my accent as well, it's quite aggressive. When I, the way I, he didn't say it like that. I mean, like, he got his fuck his mum.
You could say hedgehogs are lovely in that accent and we'd be frightened.
Hedgehogs are lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
Too spiny, though.
I tell you what, irrational dislikes.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the word snack.
What?
I really despise it. I don't know why. Just when
in
like,
every
ooh,
way
ooh.
It's
I think it's the way it says, like, ooh, should we get a snack? I'm like, why don't you fuck off?
This have is a sandwich. So weird. I love this.
Oh, I'm just gonna we don't want to because we're gonna go eat later, so we'll get a snack. I think it's the people that say it. I hate the people that say it.
Oh, you would hate me. I'm a snacker, baby. I'm a snack.
Oh no, we can never be friends.
Any more of these?
Because you know what they are, Rich. They're snacking.
They're sweet. They are sweet.
There is something about the mouthfeel of the word snack. Because it's got lots of. It's like the beginning bit is slimy, like a snake, and then the end bit is
snack.
Snack. It's like moist. It's one of those words that you just go. Oh, it makes me feel.
This is actually really turning me on. Keep going.
Can I change mine to the word mouthfeel?
Yeah, because I hated that as well.
So yeah, that's more like what gives you the ick. What gives you the ick?
Snick.
Snick. But yeah, snack.
Snickers.
I just don't like. I don't know. I think I just got an aversion to sort of twee things. What you live on a fucking doily. Will you chill out, really?
It's like those. My husband.
She wants to fuck her dad.
Can I change mine to Lucy's relationship with her husband, please?
Daddy. Not when he's heavy breathing in the morning.
God, this is all sorts of rubbish. Yeah, he hates all those, you know, the twee, like there's these Charlie Brigham meals that are like really expensive ready meals. And as if it wasn't bad enough that they charge like 50 quid for some mac and cheese.
Someone's doing all right.
It's, yeah, well, we get them with the yellow sticker on. And the
still about 50 quid.
Exactly. The thing about them is that they have this really twee stuff on them, like, oh, got the munchies, kids. Fancy a little bit of snacking with you. And it's, you know, in our organic kitchen. And I've seen it. It's an industrial estate in West London. And all of that, I agree. Like
Charlie Brigham truth there.
Charlie Brigham, all of those. It's like, yeah, exactly what you say, Rich. It's that sort of twee.
They come in like weird little boats, don't they? The Charlie, like, yes. It's like a, what is it? He kind of does them like as if it's in like a boat or a tray or something. It always just makes me think of slave ships, you know? I just get that. I'm like, do I really need this curry from a slave ship, Charlie Bingham?
It's 12 minutes for the race card for Charlie.
I got all that kind of twee stuff. It's like recently I was doing a gig on a cruise, and you know, like you've got the do not disturb signs on the doors when you go in hotels and things like that. This one was on one side of it was I'm taking it easy, so that means don't come in the room. And the other one was gone exploring. I'm like, oh fuck me. I'm on a ship. I can't go anywhere. What am I gonna explore? The buffet again. I've already had 10 dinners.
You know, how many dinners a day were you having?
Oh, so many dinners. I piled it all up and I sat down and I'm eating. There was a big family here and we kind of nodded at each other. They nodded at me and then they carried on eating. And I was like, and I'd seen some of the stuff that I wanted. And I'm like, right, I can't come back here and have the dinner again. So I'll go round the other side of the dining area and I'll grab that and I'll sit somewhere else. So I got that and I piled it all up again. And then there was a woman in the queue and she had all these bits of stuff. And she went, are you Richard? And I was like, recognised from the posters, hello? And she went, no, you've dropped your cabin card round where you were. So I had to go back and just, with this big pile of food, I'm like, Yeah.
So. You know, you said the factory in West London with the Charlie Bingham stuff.
Yeah.
In 2017, I had a, not to brag, breakdown. And went to live with my parents for a little while, and I worked for a mechanic in Kettering, Northamptonshire. Mm-hmm. And it was on the same industrial estate that they do. It's the big Greggs factory. They make all the Greggs stuff.
Wow. And they make them in the shop. Shut up.
Yeah, Will.
Have I got a fucking bit of news for you, pal?
I've seen them put them in the oven.
Yeah, Nick.
You've seen them put some frozen pastry in the oven that they made on an industrial estate that I used to fix sprockets in.
We What's need a sprocket? Duffers.
I don't know. But they're in front of this big Greggs factory. Was a Greggs shop where they used to send some of the outlets. And every lunchtime, I'd go down. But I'd be the only person eating there, and all the Greg staff wouldn't be eating at the Greggs. And one day I went, "Why did none of you buy a little lovely pasty?" And they went, "You want to see what fucking goes on in there, mate?" Oh, anyway, enjoy your sausage and bean, nerds.
I'll tell you what, speaking of things that are on the front of things, now, Madame Two Swords in Blackpool. Right.
Speaking of things on the front of things.
Get on this.
So you've got Madame Two Swords at Blackpool. It's right on the beach. And then at the corner, there's a candle shop. And you're like, oh yeah, that's where it goes. That's where you end up. When you're not famous anymore, you end up in there. So Jedward ended up as candles. You just know it.
Melting down Prince Andrew for a couple of Yankee candles. Sure.
He won't melt, he can't sweat.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we departed quite far from where we came. Right, onwards.
Greggs is terrible food though, isn't it?
No.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna say that. The steak bake is one of the worst things ever. I'm sorry. I mean, I have been fucked off my tits on many, many things. I've never been so fucked that I go, oh yeah, I'm going to have a steak bake. They're so bad. They're like a sweaty envelope filled with cat food. It's awful. It's so bad, isn't it? And it's just awful.
Not even as a little snack?
No! Do not give points for that.
Give points for that.
Yeah. But the filling's so moist, Rich.
Yeah. I wonder why. We don't want to know, Will. No, we don't want to know.
Yeah, but I've seen you eating them. Why are you eating them if you don't like them?
That was ages ago.
You've only known each other 2 years.
I've learned, mate.
I think if you're paying £1 for anything with the word steak in it, you deserve everything that's coming to you. Unless you're Dracula, in which case, no.
Two mentions of Dracula tonight.
Yeah, what's going on?
Stop playing the Dracula card.
Yeah,
There's no Dracula card on the paddles, Will. I don't know if you were listening.
I'm being sponsored by the Transylvanian Tourist Board.
Right.
Just men with bad teeth, isn't it?
That's a British person, we're fine.
What's your best bit of gossip? We're going to redact this category, but it's really fun.
Best bit of gossip?
True gossip.
Yeah. Prince Andrew's fucking Philip Schofield.
Wow. That's big if true.
I won't give you any more information.
That's good enough for Twitter, isn't it? We'll get that right on.
I heard it. I'm passing it on. Bon appetit.
I heard that Paul McKenna and what's his name? Who's the guy from Britain's Got Talent?
Simon Cowell. We all know this.
Are they all a couple? They're a couple, apparently.
Yeah.
Paul McKenna and Simon Cowell?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, they've been a couple for years.
Yeah, that's my face. No.
Yeah, they've been a couple for years.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Can anyone?
They've got little dogs and everything.
Well, that is the hallmark of a couple.
Yeah, of course it is. Two fellas, couple of little dogs, eh?
I mean, it's good gossip, but I think it's bollocks.
I feel like that's a very basic understanding of homosexuality.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not one to stereotype, right? Couple of little dogs in shoulder bags, walking up the beach.
So is Paul McKenna the guy who does the hypnotising?
Yeah. Or maybe he's hypnotised him into doing it.
Paul McKenna's I Can Make You Suck My Cock. That is the...
It's not as effective as you think.
You got any gossip, Lucy?
Oh, so much.
Well, come on, then.
Most of it about Jenny Ryan, who was meant to be here.
Yeah, and she's not. So, crack on.
So, she is an actual fox.
Yeah, it's true.
They call her the vixen on the chase, and that is because of her flaming red locks, her wily brain, and because of the noise she makes when she's having sex in your back garden at 3 a.m.
She gets her dinner out of the bins.
She's after the steak bakes, that's what it is.
I'm not eating these.
Never trust a man with a beard.
Oh. Yeah.
No, actually, really, I need it. Otherwise, just a balloon on a fucking suit.
I actually really love beards. I would like to redact that statement. They remind me of muffs, and they are one of my favourite things. It's like a muff on the face.
Muff of the face.
I've heard muffs since I was a teenager.
And you kiss and exfoliate at the same time. It's a lovely thing. You get a beautiful complexion.
I will say this: Nivea face wash. It's a dream for the old beard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's not funny.
Duly noted.
Sometimes it's just factual. It doesn't have to always be funny. It's not funny all the time.
That's a life hack.
All right. Oh, do you know what? I mean, not that these are predetermined categories that you've just read, but...
Is this all a lie?
Yes! You can. It involves dice.
Who the fuck is that?
It's our old friend, the fruit machine. Right, we're going to roll some dice now, because I'm a nerd. Right, the person with the highest dice roll will get the most points. Duggan, there's a lot to play for. One. Nat one. Oof. 5, 4, 2.
Shit.
Oh, bad news for Will Duggan. You were doing so well as well.
It's fine, it means nothing.
All
these
right, Mr. Sellout.
So dice.
In half an hour, it'll all be over and my life will continue.
Well, that's uplifting. Phil Rich, this is your job while I'm doing the maths.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, shut up.
How much maths is there?
Just shut up. It's none of your business. Fuck off. Right. Life hacks?
Very many.
Well, I'm going to need one. <I'd>
But if I share them, they won't be hacks. There should be knowledge.
Well, yeah, but only with these lovely people. They won't tell anyone. We really, we need them.
Actually,
to not
fair enough.
About any of this.
Oh, fine. I'll give you a life hack. And I do this life hack whenever I'm cooking my dinner. Every single meal, no matter what it is, no matter what I'm making, my hack is, if you do it well, delicious.
Let me get a pen.
Self-belief as well.
Yeah, no, not belief. If you're cooking pasta, cook it well.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Yeah.
If you'll make some chicken, just cut a chicken well. Mm. Bon appetit.
Chef's kiss.
If you want a steak, no matter how you want your steak, if you cook it well, what a great meal.
Wow.
Very hard to make a hollandaise, one of the hardest sauces to make from scratch. Mm-hmm. But if you do it well,
I feel like you're every man from a cooking show that I've ever seen.
I'm less angry and also less failed footballer.
Will Duggan's 15 million meals. This
yeah.
Is. Good luck.
What's your favourite food, my friend? You. Yeah. Hamburger. Mm-hmm. If you cook that well, it's amazing. Your favourite food? Moussaka.
Oh, nice.
Now, moussaka is very hard to do.
No.
But if you do it well, worth it.
That's such a great choice. Well done.
Yeah. Moussaka's lovely, yeah.
Under pressure to come up with moussaka.
Get I that mean, lamb. Get that aubergine.
Hamburger boy over there, myth. But...
Yeah, but if you do it well, what a done. Treat for you.
Have any of you got a life hack? Anyone in this room? Anyone over there?
Or a subject you would like a life hack for? I mean, you could...
We'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
I have a life hack for, like, if you're feeling down or lonely and you need a little boost. Do you want to hear it?
Live your life well.
So this, like, I was having...
Cook it well.
Like, lots of people, I was having a terrible time in lockdown and I was, like, shuffling about on these walks, getting sick of everywhere, that like, in my local area. And I was feeling a bit sad and I discovered that if you set your Google Maps to, like, a minute from where you are and you keep the sound on and you strut towards it, when you get there, the Google person says, "You have arrived!"
Yay.
And I just kept doing it over and over again. And I felt like really, really proud of myself. I was like, I am achieving. I have arrived.
That's shout out so when I'm good. Having sex.
I have arrived.
I've arrived.
Almost. And achieving.
Can I do a real one? A real life hack?
Yes, please.
Start smoking.
And do it well.
Oh, God.
If you do it well.
I stopped smoking. What a terrible choice that was. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Do you smoke? You're a fucking idiot. Stop.
Stop, yeah. I feel like that about Diet Coke. Like, I was like, oh, I've give it up Diet Coke. It'd be great. I'm just sad. Sad all the time without my Diet Coke. It's horrible.
I have a Diet Coke and smoke.
And I'm tired. Superb. Yeah. I'm going to, Will. After this, I'm going to take up smoking on the strength of that life hack. Richard, have you got a life hack? We've had Charlie's. We've had Will as a font of knowledge.
I don't know if I do. Look at the size of me. I don't think I do. I just kind of go, I'll have a Diet Coke at 4 o'clock in the morning. I will say this. Do sleep with your phone outside of the room that you're sleeping in. I've learned that the hard way. And to this day, I still, now and again, I'll be like, on my phone. The other day, I was on TikTok asleep. I was still scrolling. my partner was like, how are you doing that? I was like... But the nights I do sleep without my phone in the room, proper 8 hours straight through, no messing, it's brilliant. Get an alarm clock, put your phone out in the other room when you're charging it. You won't miss it, you'll sleep better, it's amazing. I promise you, it'll change your life.
Nice.
No one wants to do it though. No one wants to do it.
No.
But all right, I might miss out on that TV opportunity.
We all hear what you're saying, Rich, but no one's going
to
do that.
If you fall asleep with a fag in your hand though, very hard to scroll.
I do love a doom scroll. You know, I can't help it. We just start looking at other people's lives. You're like, oh, God, why am I not an accountant called Julie? Why am I not going out with them or them? You know, like, it's just sometimes, I don't know why. I'm addicted to it.
We're all the same. We all wake up in the morning and go, oh, do you know what would make my life better?
Cigarettes.
An infinity pool on the roof. That's what I haven't got.
You're a Twitter scroller in the morning because I get so many angry text messages from you first.
Screenshot. Look at this prick. Fucking diagnosis. My arse. Anyway, we've all got ADHD, mate. We're in the arse, dickhead. We've all got something. It's not normal, this, is it?
No, this is not a normal choice.
If anything, we're normal. We're neurotedious. I don't know about anything else.
I love neurotedious.
Fucking right, mate.
Have a smoke.
Because look at what it does for you. I mean, look at this.
I've stopped. I'm furious.
Why'd you stop then if it's so good?
Because I can feel my liver, and I just think if I feel my lungs and my liver, I failed.
What, like through your skin or?
I can just feel them, and I think your internal organs should be seen and not heard.
Absolutely screaming.
And I've picked drinking, so let me live my life.
I think if you can see your internal organs, that sort of, they're not doing their job.
It's operation, like the game. Just lay down, I'll give him a poke.
I love the Will Duggan version of Operation.
It's a lovely little fag. Have a drink. Broken heart.
Oh. You can't get anything out. The holes are too small. You can't get anything out of the thing. Fuck's sake. Because all these insides are too big.
If you want that's too small, go for the dick.
Not get any points for that. Lucy, what is... Oh, is that allowed in here?
No.
I imagine so. It's the arts.
You didn't see what you thought you saw. What's your life hack?
I very much like Charlie's one of lockdowny ones. We had during lockdown, we tried to homeschool our children, which was the worst thing I've ever done. And I did think it would have been easier to try and teach the cat synchronized swimming than try and teach my children anything. But the good thing is, if you've got kids, what you should do is just teach them any old shit. Because teachers are there to pick up the pieces when they get back to school. So we taught our children, this is genuine, our children believe this fervently. We taught them that Queen Victoria was Winston Churchill's drag name.
How old are your children?
10 and 11. And it gives us no end of joy to think that at some point that will come up in their lives and they'll be going, miss, I know a fact. And it's like, oh, beautiful, beautiful moment.
But that's what other teachers did when they had grown up when I was a kid. I grew up in the 70s and 80s, so everything they taught us was a load of old bollocks. I've never once mentioned the Normans once since I left school. Yeah, that's all they talked about. The Normans. Remember when the Normans came? Yeah, you did that last week. They came over, they made a big old tapestry, someone got shot in the eye and then they fucked off again.
I think that's all you need to know.
No, I know he didn't.
Harold?
He didn't get shot in the eye.
I
found out yesterday.
That's the only thing I know.
This is like, are you, is this like the Greg's True thing?
No. So I, genuinely,
Harold never got shot in the eye.
There will be no joke in this, but I found out, I listened to Greg Jenner's podcast, he's got enough work. But by a tapestry, the arrow in the eye was added afterwards. He died just on the battlefield as a soldier, possibly killed by no one, and they thought that is not a noble death for a noble man. They went, we'll give him a wicked through the visor thing. Isn't that mad? Oh,
that's great, that.
It's not funny, but it's true.
I tell you what I found out.
He paid for PR at Edinburgh Fringe.
I tell you what I found out today. My venue where I'm doing my show at 9:20 every night at the Caves, just up the road.
It's got flyers.
Is actually, it's a room where they used to shove all the people that had the bubonic plague. They used to shove them in this room, lock them in. They would die, and then they would burn them alive. They would burn them to death. They burn them in this room, and they burn the bodies in the room I'm fucking in.
But that,
there's a chimney.
And that's the PBH free fridge.
No, it's Daryl's just the tonic.
It's just the tonic.
When you honestly, I've been in it, and I was
told,
like, I
who
feel
told
weird.
You that?
Megan, who does the tech in there, who's stuck in there all day, 12 hours a day. She's in there. She's gonna get fucking scurvy.
Yeah.
She has. And where she sits is this big lump of mold, and then there's like fluid running down the walls. But do buy tickets for the show.
That sounds like a delight.
Yeah, do. Well buy tickets that don't come, but buy tickets.
This lot can all hold their breath. We've established.
Oh yeah,
that, so.
Nice. That deserves a point. Absolutely.
But none of them are dead.
It's true, right? Got time for one more category. Oh my god, we've only got through like two. It's brill. Right. What is your biggest waste of money?
My gig.
Is it if you've heard about just the tonic? You started so strong.
Gym membership, as everyone's is.
I'm giving a lot of money to, I think it's Jamie Lang, who I just found out recently runs this company Candy Kittens.
That is upsetting me.
I'm giving money to a man from Made in Chelsea. Also, we made about £3 in our bucket the other day, and I got a coffee that was £3.20. So Kirsty Allsop would be really mad at me right now. but I still can't afford property. For me, it's little treats. I treat myself like a dog.
Snacks.
It's snacks, basically. No, I operate on a reward system. If I do a thing, I need to have a nice thing. But just little stuff. I don't really spend a lot of money on myself. I'm trying to figure what my biggest expense is. Because all my clothes are like hand-me-downs from like wealthy lesbian elite, basically. Just sort of...
Nice. Like Wills.
How'd you get into that?
And God bless Zoe Lyons.
Top by Sue Perkins. Susan Cameron's skirt. I love it. I love what you've done.
Very
That's
nice.
Marvelous.
I think my biggest... I spend too much money on shoes.
You do.
I've got far too many pairs and I can't help it. I love them.
You've only got 2 feet as well.
I've got a pair that are like £400, this pair of boots. They're Grenson and Barber collaboration. And
they want them back?
they're fucking... I will not have you... Someone like you with the shoes you wear, mate.
What shoes does he wear?
Him?
Adidas Superstars, they're fine.
They're lovely.
Just classic Adidas trainers, mate.
Yes, thank
what
you.
What are they? They look cool. What are they? Show me them.
It's just Adidas Superstars. They're just classic Adidas.
Can you get your leg
cool.
on
You get
that
them
one?
In Tesco for about £1.
The socks are good, though. What's on the socks? Are they
fit? It's bacon and eggs.
Are they happy socks?
They're happy.
Listen, when I got to 30, I realised I wasn't allowed a personality anymore. So I put it on my feet every day. Yeah. It's bacon and eggs. Deal with it.
So, yeah, shoes. I spend far too much money on shoes.
Biggest waste of money?
I wore a leather trench coat when I was 15 years old.
Oh, of course you did.
Oh, my God.
He's a little goth boy. He's 15 years old. My God, he looked
a little miniature Hellraiser running around.
You were a goth too.
It was. Yeah. I'll tell you this. It was £300, right? Now I made a fiver a week on a free. You know the free papers you get every Sunday, and you thought, I don't want this. You're welcome. So every year, that's £250. I did it for a year and 4 months. That's £300. Didn't spend a penny of it. I sat at 13 years old. I thought, I want this. I will look so good. All the girls will do kissing on me. So I decided I'm going to save. I didn't do anything. I didn't go to bowling. I didn't go to youth club. I didn't do nothing. Every Sunday it came in. It was called the North Northamptonshire. That's where I lived, and I delivered the papers. No one wanted it, but it was there every Sunday, 10 a.m. You're very welcome.
Did you get any kissing in the trench?
The trench, yeah.
Every night.
It was 10 p.m.
and 6 a.m. in my dreams.
Back of his hand.
One day, I had £300. I went to the World of Leather at Peterborough Shopping Centre. I said, I was 15 years old. I've been saving since I was 13 years old. I said, hello, sir. I've seen the coat. You know the one. I put it on. I think, am I Danny Filth? No. Am I Marilyn Manson? No. Am I Rob Zombie? Not even close. Am I Iggy Pop? No. I put it on. I look in the mirror. I think, I'm Will Duggan.
Did you look like a flasher, Will? Did you look like a flasher?
A flasher would dream looking that way. I gave him £300 in £5 notes.
Oh, £300.
£300. I'm 15. I'm 15. Also, it's 1999. You can buy a fucking house at the time.
Oh,
yes.
Double
points. Double points for Sad Will.
But we're not finished. We're not finished. I put it on.
All right, I'm holding.
I'm gonna put on all of my favourite albums. Are Limp Bizkit the greatest band in the world? Maybe. will Alien Ant Farm go down as the greatest issue of their time? Perhaps. Am I skating? No. Will I be at the park? Yes. I put it on once. I think you're the greatest guy in the world. The next day, I wake up, I put it on, I think, you look a cunt. Never wear again. Is it in my spare room? Yes, it is. Has I worn it since? No.
Oh, there's a whole Edinburgh show in that coat.
That is such a beautiful...
We've all been goths at some point, though,
yeah,
haven't we?
Yeah.
I used to wear like PVC pants.
Me too.
With a zipper crotch in Swindon in the 90s in PVC pants, like
going door to door as a Jehovah's Witness.
No, they wouldn't let me do that part in those pants. But I'd go to our only rock club, and like my legs rubbing together were more melodic than the music inside. It was just like
I couldn't wear that sort of thing. That kind of fetish stuff, netting and all that thing. Now. It looked like a bag of satsumas down there.
Lucy, were you ever a goth?
Like, so I got 100% was a goth in Croydon in the late 80s, yeah, early 90s. Yeah, and all you did was sit at bus stops looking sad. We didn't even have self-harming. We were just like, that was all we had.
Yeah, that was in the future, wasn't it? We were just looking morose. I went to see, and we're going to see bands like The Cure and The Mission. I went to see The Mission and we put eyeliner on. And then we had a load of ripped up tissue paper in our pockets. And then when they sung a particular song, we were just like flinging all this black as they did it. I don't know, I can't remember, like Wasteland or whatever it was by The Mission. We were like that. And we were all being gothic. And then we realised we were in Wembley Arena. It wasn't even like a gothic church. Like, it was this big old like shitty building.
Yeah.
And we had to get the tube on with eyeliner like running down our cheeks. And we all stuck a patchouli.
Yeah, Cure at Wembley was that for me. And because I bought a sort of leather basque thing for way more than... And I was working at Freeman, Hardy and Willis in Croydon's Whitgift Centre at the time, and I had saved up and I bought this leather basque. It looked terrible on me. And my mate, Vicky, one night, she said, can I borrow that? And she put it on and immediately pulled Adrian Redfield, who was the most attractive goth boy. I'd been wearing it for months, nothing. And one night she was there with her tongue down Adrian's throat.
Did you go and see The Cure?
I did, yeah. I went to see
The Cure. I saw Placebo.
Twice.
Not as good, but they thought they were.
That's
a very good joke, actually. As much as it pains me to admit it,
that's
a bloody good joke.
It's a grower, not a shower, that one.
If you could have worked the vaccines in as well, that could have worked. It would have, you know.
Fuck's sake.
Right, do you know what? That's enough of that, I think. Because we've come to the end, can you bloody believe it?
What?
I know. Oh, no, it's been quick, hasn't it?
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. I thought you would. Right.
The time works.
I've grown to love you all more. Can I just say that? I really do.
It's been a really wholesome panel
today.
It's
been really nice.
Right, so I'm going to. You can only play it once, but I love that energy for you.
Thank you, though.
Let her do it.
Yeah, do it again. Yeah, do it.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Do it. Do it.
There are no rules.
You hate this bit.
I do hate this bit.
Why are you campaigning for it?
Because I'm a people pleaser.
Got a good feeling about that one.
One. That's bad news, Charlie. Three.
Two.
Four. Right.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Well, that's the thing. We know we sort of know who's won now. But unless you really nail it on this bit,
do it again.
Which is, what show would you recommend that's not yours for these lovely people who don't have the Fringe app anymore because the Fringe Society are pricks? So,
I mean, all the shows that I would recommend are for my target demographic who are all in bed now.
Okay.
So a show I really like is at 11:40 in the morning, and it's called EastEndless, and it's a monologue about a guy who gets a part in EastEnders, and it's all about how tragic he's, like a sort of an actor whose career has really failed, and he gets a part in EastEnders and he's really excited about it. And what's tragic about it is I went to see that, and in my show I talk about the fact that I got a part in EastEnders this year and I'm really excited about it. So it's like a show that just reinforces how tragic my life is. But it's a really good show. It's EastEndless, the Pleasance at 11:40.
All right, good. That's a nice answer, but the correct answer is Pedestrian by Vix Lady.
Yes, sorry.
It's on at 2:40 at Just the Tonic, the Mash House tomorrow, and there are people in there exciting, so people should come to that. Yes. Will Duggan, what would you recommend?
Outside, obviously, of Lucy and Vix and Rich and Charlie, who of course you should go and see, I would see Colin Holt last night.
Oh, good choice.
The Death of Anna Mann. It is the greatest show I have ever seen in my life. It's unbelievable. I laughed so much that my face hurt for 50 minutes. Then, weirdly, I cried for 3 minutes.
Aww.
And then I laughed for another 3 minutes. Go and see it. It's unbelievable.
He is a genius.
Yeah,
that man.
Death
He's
of Anna
brilliant.
Mann, 9:10, Pleasance Courtyard. Fuck me. Do yourself a favour. Sack this off. Leave now. Go.
Sell your leather coats to buy a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
You could buy a tour ticket with that leather coat. It's vintage,
you know. That's my pension.
Richard, who are you recommending tonight?
Again, aside from everybody on this panel, I would go and recommend... I recommend going to see Sian Davis, who's on at Gilded Balloon. Mm. It's at 5:40, I believe, and it's one of the most perfect Edinburgh shows I've seen. It's got the perfect beginning, middle and end, perfect arc. Brilliant story told, wonderful jokes inside. It's got, you'll go through every emotion possible and you'll come out feeling elated. It's a perfect show. I was genuine. I'd never heard of her before, and then someone took, Hattie Ashdown took me, and it was like, oh my God, this is fucking great. So yeah, her and Amy Gledhill, smashing it. Absolutely smashing
she
it.
Was great. She was going to be mine, but I think with that in mind that you've already plugged her show, I will say Best in Class. It's a working class showcase of different comedians. So if you like variety, you can see different people. And it's at the Counting House Loft, I think at like 8 something. But it's called Best in Class and it's a showcase. I did it before the apocalypse. I forget, did it in like 2019. It was the only way that I could afford to come to the Fringe. And basically it's all working class comedians. It's really expensive and hard to be here. Like I said, I'm sponsored by the Lesbian Elite right now. Thank you so much. I've been eating so much pussy just so I can be here. And I'm really tired.
Yeah, all these pussies. Well done.
Hey.
That well done.
But yeah, Best in Class, Counting House Loft. It's in this lovely pub, the Pear Tree, I think it is, Counting House Loft. It's free Fringe, but chuck some money in the bucket to some working class comedians. Yeah. Thanks.
So do come to my show. I'm working class.
Yeah.
Can we do shows if you can shit now?
Oh, do come to Phil Ellis, Hedgehog.
He said,
no, no, wait. I mean, I make a surprise appearance in that.
I know, but you said, can we do shows that you think are shit? And you went, see Phil Ellis, Hedgehog.
I wasn't listening to Will at that point.
He's had enough out of me.
It's just the Hedgehog thing, isn't it? That's
it's a shame
you.
We don't get to ask them questions. There's no time to ask them questions.
Who?
The people.
What questions should we ask?
Has anyone
them?
Got any questions
I
other
really
than
wanted
what,
to ask
when does
them,
this
like,
finish?
Where, how they spend their money.
No, that's not how the show works.
That's not how it works. Okay, sorry, I'm fascinated by you.
Flirt with the whole audience, I
no,
see.
No, especially Moussaka Man.
Where can we find you, Charlie, if we're not creeped out by what you just said?
Okay, yeah, if you're not creeped out by what I just said, I have a compilation show as well. It is at the Liquid Rooms Annex at 6:45 to 7:45 up until the 17th. It's three queer comedians for the price of one straight man. post a Me Too scandal, obviously. It's still quite cheap. And we've got Larry Dean coming on Friday. So we have a different wildcard act joining us every night, and it's me and Victoria Olsina, who both won the LGBTQ New Comedian of the Year award.
Good. Oh, nice. Richard, you haven't talked about it yet, but if you've got a show in this dirty crypt,
I have talked about it a lot. I have, yeah, you must come, please, because no one is, and I'd really like you to.
So, God, you could have it so much better.
Yeah.
And you wrote that before you were in the crypty.
I did. And now I'm in the crypt.
And you could have it so much better.
You must come. Please. It's really lonely now, me. Just dancing around at Franz Ferdinand for an hour. One day they'll arrive.
Well, then people can't get into yours because you stand that all the time.
Yeah, he's only got four seats. Fuck off.
This is a Will Duggan show in his head.
Yeah, in a phone box. Sold out. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, mate. Feel bad now.
If you're able to get a ticket to my frankly quite big room, you're very welcome. If you can't find me, you can find me watching Rich Wilson's show, a man that I like a lot. Oh. And up until about 30 seconds, I liked.
Will and I are very good friends, actually. We've been through the wars together, haven't we, mate?
I'm honest, up mate. Here. You go fuck yourself. I was going to be like, you can come and find me at 3:25 at the President's Courtyard. Do buy quickly, because Daddy's selling well.
He is selling well. He is selling well.
But to be fair, I deserve it. But no, I hate doing that. I love being an arrogant prick when it doesn't mean anything. You're like, love me. I don't care what
you're
doing
in
your
life. Go and see a show if you can get a ticket.
Go and see Rich.
Yeah, go and see.
Are we allowed to run and get flyers so we can give them to people?
Yeah, go now.
Yeah.
Cool. I've not even bought any. That's how well I'm selling.
Lucy, this show is just... Should we wrap this up? Yeah. Where is Lucy?
Lucy, where can we find you?
I wasn't even meant to be here. So,
no. You're subbing in for Jenny Ryan, but you've been an absolute delight.
Well, come back here. That's
She's
the main
fucking
thing.
In bins.
Yeah, tell your friends.
That's the thing. Come back here.
Thank you to our paddle people as well.
Thank you, paddle people. Will Duggan was the winner, and it is
Will Duggan.
Congratulations, Will Duggan.
I deserve this.
And on that note, you are free to go. Thank you for coming to Comedy Arcade. We'll see you again. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Comedy Arcade. There'll be a new episode next Thursday with new balls and new guests. If you liked it, like us any way you can and subscribe and tell all your friends. Also, tell us. We're in all the usual places on all the social media. And if you didn't like it, I've been Sean Walsh, and this is What's Upset You Know. The USP is, it's only 15 minutes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.